It is the 41st millennium, they remind us endlessly. For over 100 centuries, the Emperor has sat immobile on the golden throne of Terra. Officially, that's all there is to know. A vast cybernetic throne, an ancient life support cradle of forgotten technology from humanity's lost golden age. 1,000 psyker souls are sacrificed each day to sustain his body and his immense psychic beacon, the Astronomicon. According to Imperial doctrine, that's the whole truth. End of story. No further questions allowed. Yet beneath these solemn assurances, rumors persist. The Golden Throne lies deep within the Imperial Palace, in the subterranean chamber known ominously as the Imperial Dungeon. This was never a place meant for mortal eyes. It was once the Emperor's personal domain, a vast underground laboratory complex where mysterious machines hum with barely understood energies. Picture it. Rows of archaic devices, rusted circuits, towering coils, and dimly lit corridors patrolled endlessly by vigilant guardians. The Imperial Dungeon, some whisper, was built by the Emperor himself to anchor his greatest ambitions. Scholars hint that such immense machinery would require a psyker of extraordinary power, like a Primarch, to operate effectively. There are quiet mentions that perhaps Magnus the Red was originally destined for the throne, his betrayal derailing the Emperor's secret plan. Such suggestions, of course, are promptly silenced by the Adeptus Mechanicus and the Inquisition alike. So we ask ourselves, could the throne merely be the tip of an iceberg? Might it conceal an even greater secret, a hidden vault deep beneath Terra's surface? The throne room is said to be only the uppermost chamber of a labyrinthine complex. Official lore admits, reluctantly, that behind the throne is a dormant Eldar webway gate, sealed since the Horus Heresy. But why seal a portal unless it guards something even more profound? Could there be something behind that gate, something intentionally kept from humanity? Consider the massive psychic energies harnessed daily to sustain the throne. Thousands of sacrificed psyker souls power this machine, their energies drawn upward and consumed. But where exactly does it all go? Official explanations remain vague. Could excess energy be directed into a hidden purpose beneath the throne? Speculation runs wild. Some suggest a forbidden warp technology. Others whisper of an ancient repository of dangerous relics, perhaps even an entire hidden arsenal prepared for humanity's final hour. These theories are quietly encouraged by awed silences and mysterious blackouts in official imperial records. The Inquisition and High Lords are famously adept at controlling information, abruptly halting any investigation that comes too close to uncomfortable truths. Some whisper about inquisitors reassigned, archives sealed, and recordings corrupted whenever inquiries drift toward the Golden Throne's secrets. Then there is the human element. Who guards this supposed vault? The Adeptus Custodes, the Emperor's personal guardians, eternally patrol the Imperial Dungeon, clad in golden armor, their eyes forever watchful. The Sisters of Silence maintain a vigilant presence, their blank souls immune to psychic trickery. And what of the Adeptus Mechanicus, endlessly performing rituals they dare not fully explain? If there were a hidden vault, it would lie beneath layers of secrecy, protected by forces beyond reproach. Could the hidden vault beneath the Golden Throne contain relics of humanity's lost technologies? Devices capable of warping reality itself? Archives holding knowledge deemed too dangerous for human minds, or perhaps even entities imprisoned from forgotten ages? Could there be Primarchs held in stasis, secret projects of the Emperor himself, waiting for the right moment or the right desperation to awaken them? Each possibility seems equally plausible and terrifyingly uncertain. The Adeptus Mechanicus, keepers of the sacred technology, have often hinted that even they no longer fully understand the workings of the Golden Throne. Their chants and rituals, performed endlessly, seem more an act of hopeful superstition than confident knowledge. In the rare moments they speak openly, tech priests reveal how little humanity actually understands its greatest achievements. Beneath the throne, could there lie technology so profound, so alien, that the Mechanicus fears its revelation would shatter humanity's fragile grip on reality? And what of the whispers about ancient alliances? Some stories suggest the Emperor once forged secret pacts with other races, agreements hidden from history. Could the vault contain proof of these forbidden contacts? Could treaties and tokens from alliances with Eldar, or even stranger entities from beyond known space, be sealed away? The truths they represent too dangerous for the Imperium's fragile unity. Even darker whispers speculate about entities imprisoned beneath the throne. Warp entities chained by ancient rituals, their psychic power drained to maintain the Astronomicon. Could the Emperor's beacon actually be fueled by something far darker than the official line suggests? Could humanity's salvation hinge upon perpetual sacrifice and imprisonment, a secret pact the Imperium dares not admit? As speculation grows darker and theories spiral further from the official story, the boundaries between fact and fiction blur into dangerous uncertainty. The Imperium, built on secrecy and absolute authority, naturally cultivates these suspicions. To ask questions openly is heresy, but to deny curiosity is impossible. Humanity has always stared into the darkness, desperate to know what it fears most. Yet perhaps the greatest secret is simply this, that in the grim darkness of the 41st millennium, uncertainty itself becomes a source of hope. Maybe the truth hidden away beneath the Golden Throne is indeed too terrible or too profound for humanity to bear. Perhaps the Imperium's stern silence is an act of mercy, but one truth remains certain. Secrets rarely stay buried forever. One day, if the Emperor's life finally fades and the Astronomicon goes dark, perhaps humanity will rush below, seeking salvation in hidden chambers. Until then, we are left only to wonder, to whisper, and to speculate. So, dear listener, ask yourself, is there truly a secret vault beneath the Golden Throne, or is it merely wishful thinking? In the Imperium of Man, even the quietest whispers carry power. If this journey into mystery intrigued you, please like and subscribe to Tales from the Void for more explorations of humanity's deepest secrets. Remember, in the shadows beneath the Golden Throne, silence itself can speak volumes.